112, if you join me in worshiping God with this song. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me.
Just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Oh, I'm glad he listened. Sometimes you can tell folks that they don't want to listen. You know, they got their own problems. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad I never have called God. He said, I'm too busy. He said, I can't answer that. I don't have an answer for it. The writer said Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Put your hands together and praise our God in Jesus' name. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. What a wonderful day this is. It's another day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I know. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I know it's a little warm outside, but aren't you glad that you can come in where it's cool? And, you know, back in the day, amen, we didn't have the opportunity to have air conditioning, and you had to, back in the day, they said, heist the window. They didn't say, they didn't say raise it, but they said, heist up the window. Amen. And you would hope and pray that a breeze will come through. Hallelujah. Amen. Because and once in a while it would, but we feel so good. But then all you got to do is come in and set a temperature at a certain, a gauge at a certain temperature, and out comes cool, cold air, and you're able to enjoy, amen, thing called air conditioning. I thought some time ago when I used to work for the Revenue Department for the state of Illinois, and one of our auditors got a car, had an air conditioner. Everybody raved about this car with an air conditioner. But we thought we had really discovered something. Amen. Back in the day, it was back about 1969, 70, you know, with a car with an air conditioner. My goodness. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm telling you, we've come a long ways. And I thank the Lord for what he's done for us. And, you know, blessed us tremendously. And you don't know, you might not understand, but you are a blessed generation. Amen. God has certainly blessed you in so many ways. And here we're sitting in heavenly places and enjoying the air conditioning. And we can look outside. We see the sunshine. We see the green grass. And we assume that everybody else is enjoying similar things. But if you ask the folks in a little town in West Virginia, even when 24 people just died in the flood, and the whole city is underwater, not part of it, the whole city is underwater. And so, you know, it could be, you know, three rivers converged and just flooded the whole town. And I believe really that is a message from the Lord. Amen. That we can't assume, amen, that when we wake up in the morning, everything gonna be like it was yesterday, the day before. Amen. We just want to give God glory and praise for all that we have been blessed with. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for each one of you that have made it out to the house of the Lord. And we're going to move on in our service because we're running against the schedule today. And I'm going to cut my message a little short so we, amen, get the activities we have to get done today. Get it done. But we honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We honor, amen, Assistant Pastor Percy and Second Assistant Pastor Evangelist Jones, and amen, on our 23rd anniversary. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Good. What a wonderful Savior. God has been good to us. Amen. Honor. Amen. Elder Hamilton and all of our deacons, ministers, and all of you, the people of God that make up this congregation, we praise God for you. We're going to look in the word of the Lord quickly and get out of your way. And we have a busy schedule, as I said before. And out of the book of 1 Peter 5 and 10.
Amen. I think it's ready to go.
1 Peter 5 and 10, that one verse. 1 Peter 5, 10. Amen. You may look on this board if you like to. You have to turn to it. But it reads, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Yes. After that ye have suffered a while, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. But the key word is after you have suffered a while, after you have gone through some stuff.
Yes.
God said, I will make you perfect. Yes. I'll establish you, I'll strengthen you, and I will settle you. So our topic today is, in it for the long haul.
Oh, yes.
Subtopic, God is trying to strengthen, settle, and make you perfect. Mm. Be seated.
Amen. Amen.
I sense as I deal with people and see things that they're going through. And, and as I see them going through their circumstances, the common thread that I see running through all of the people who are going through stuff are complaints.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm talking about church folks. You know,
amen.
we who supposed to know the power of God and what God can do. We have experienced what God can do, but yet when things don't go to our normal way of doing things, we begin to complain about what we're going through. But see, that's diabolically opposed to what God said.
Yes.
He said in his word, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you.
Yes.
God wants you to give thanks. But we have a common thread. I just got to complain.
Well.
And the thing about it, after you get through complaining, the problem is still there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The circumstance hasn't changed one bit. But there's something about a praise when you're going through your struggles. Y'all don't feel this. But when you go through those hard, dark nights when you just can't seem to find an answer nowhere.
Uh-huh.
That, if you can just usher praise out of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Some way, somehow, that praise seems to make things better. So, thanks of God, I say to you, when you're living for God, it's not a part-time job.
That's right.
You got to be in this for the long haul. It's not.
Right.
It's not sometimes up and sometimes down. Sometimes almost level to the ground.
Amen.
You got to make up your mind that whatever comes, my mind is made up to serve God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I don't care who you are, whether in and out of the church, you're going to have your share of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Job declared that man born of a woman.
Yes.
It's better than a few days and full of trouble.
That's right.
But I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why I'm going to hang on in there. Because I realize that God is trying to do something for me and through me.
Yes,
He's
yes.
He's trying to strengthen me. He's trying to sell me. He's trying to make me perfect. He's just like the man who get a big old ore out of the ground, gold, and it looks all rough and tumble looking, but he puts it in the fire. He let it burn and burn all that stepping in to peel off that gold. But when it gets through,
when it's
all said and done, after the gold has gone through the hottest of fire, it comes out pure.
Mm.
And sometimes that's all God is doing to us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's trying to peel off all of that stuff.
Yes.
Amen. That's causing your problems. And sometimes we are complaining while God is pulling stuff off of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God said, can you work with me?
Yes.
And God said, I'm trying to do some stuff. Can you just work with, can you just hang on in there? After a while, I know what I'm doing. I've been down this road before. And I want you to come on in. Let's be with God. That's why Paul had to admonish Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. He tells his son Timothy, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also."
Amen.
Then he says in verse number 3, "Therefore, endure hardness." Not easiness.
Oh, yes.
He said, "Endure hardness as a good soldier."
Yes.
"Of Jesus Christ." Yes. That's what God is saying to you. Endure. Go through it. You're in for the long haul. "Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If I be dead with Christ, I'm going to also live with him. To live with him is eternal, not temporary. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us." You're in for the long haul. Jesus said, as he was talking to his disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, here's what he says, and here's what he says to the church when you're going through stuff. "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake."
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord have me. Y'all thought, I thank God for prosperity and all this. But life has some troubles.
Amen.
I don't care how long you've been saved, what church you're in, and that trouble gonna knock at your door.
That's right.
Jesus said, "You're gonna be hated of all men for my name's sake." But he said, "But he that endureth, he that goes through, he that endureth to the end, shall be saved." That's all I need to know.
Oh, yeah.
That when it gets through all with all this stuff I'm going through, at the end I'm going to be saved.
Right.
In spite of all the sicknesses I go through, at the end I'm going to be saved. In spite of all the folks who talk about me, at the end I'm going to be saved.
Mm.
That's what he said. That's his promise. So we got to be in for the long haul, because God is trying to establish us, settle us, and make us perfect. And being in church, living for the Lord, is just like a marriage.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Listen, marriage is not a trial run. Y'all have mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I said marriage is not a trial run. It's a long run.
That's right.
You it's a long haul. You're there to stay.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You've been married 49 years. Might well go on to 50.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't go back to year one. Amen. It's gone.
It's gone.
Hallelujah. Amen. We know how it was when we were, amen, courting and boy.
Yeah.
We were in so much in love. And boy, I tell you, he could do no wrong. She could do no wrong.
Yes.
I mean, y'all know how it was.
Amen.
And, amen. She had a shape like a Coca-Cola bottle.
Yeah.
And now she's a 2-liter. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we so you can't, but you can't
Amen.
Live back in the past. The past is gone. That's what happened with so many marriages.
Amen.
Folks are looking back how it used to be. Glory to God. Amen. I used to be able to go up in the barn and jump out. That when it used to be. I ain't no be looking back now. Those days are gone. They ain't coming back no more.
Amen.
Amen. So you got to deal with what you got. Hallelujah. Because marriage is a long-term obligation.
Yeah.
Long-term responsibility. But because in just about all traditional marriages, there's a statement in there. Marriage states, "We'll be married till death do us part."
Yes,
that's y'all. That's y'all remember the statements. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For better, for worse.
Amen.
For sickness and in health. That's what it says.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't gonna hear me.
Bishop.
Hallelujah.
Richard.
So what I'm saying, you know, we so many times we begin to focus on what we used to be, how things used to be.
Right.
And I keep telling folks, listen, if you keep on focusing on the past, you have no future.
That's right.
Amen. I can't go back and change anything. Amen. Amen. My wife and I had a honeymoon, but the honeymoon is over. Amen. Honeymoon with a guy. I can't go back. I can go back to the same room in the same place, but it won't be the same because that's 23 years ago.
Amen.
It ain't going to be the same.
That's right.
In your mind, it might be, but amen. But, but I'm telling you, you got to deal with what you got.
That's right.
Sometime in the church, amen, folks want to be like it used to be, and amen, all this, you know, this is a new day, a new generation. You got to deal with whatever dispensation of time that you're dealing with, you got to deal with it. You know, like on our jobs.
Yes.
And most of us go into a job, you know, not just go and see how I like it. No, we want a paycheck.
That's right.
So we go in with a long-term outlook that I'm going to stay here. I'm going to get me some longevity, some tenure, I'm going to get me some seniority, I'm going to get benefits, and then I'm going to retire. And that was my objective when I went to work, and that's what happened.
Well,
amen. In spite of the fact sometimes folks didn't like me and said something about me, but I kept getting promoted.
Right.
As they talked, I was going up. Hallelujah, glory to God. I didn't let what they said make me say, I ain't going back to that job no more. No folks talking about me, but they, you know what? I didn't see any one of that signatures on my paycheck, so it didn't bother me one bit.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we let folks talk about us, amen, because it's the job of the devil to discourage you.
Right, amen.
Don't you know that Satan knows the task that God has given you? And he's going to come into your space and try to wreck havoc over you any way he can. He's going to do it through your wife, through your husband, through the children, through your grandkids, your grandpappy, grandmama, and next door neighbor. I don't care who it is. The devil going to use whatever tactic he can to destroy your future.
Amen. Amen.
And what happens, we allow him to do it.
That's right.
But I'm in it for the long haul. I want the devil to know. I know I'm in this thing for the long haul.
Yes.
The song said, I've been running for Jesus, what? A long time. And I'm not tired yet.
Yes.
I'm not tired coming to church. Glory. Some folks, I don't understand some of y'all. I'm glory to God. Y'all take church like it just, well, I'm going to go to the club. I get there, and maybe the band will be struck up when I get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. You're supposed to.
That's right.
How is it that you're going to go to the club and hope that the band is struck up when you get and you in the band?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. You only going to hear me. Amen. This thing, you in this for the long run.
That's right.
And you got to put your hand to the plow and don't look back.
Right.
Church should be a long lifetime commitment.
That's right.
I'm talking about being in for the long haul.
Right.
We're not in here until something happens that I don't like. Until the preacher says something that I don't agree with. I'm not here to, as soon as somebody says something hurt my feelings, I'm gone and I won't be back and I won't be back no more.
Bishop.
Amen. The Bible says, he that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
If you don't go through anything, you're not going to get anything.
That's right. Amen.
Folks wondering why. Amen. They don't have strength and they don't have determination, don't have any grit. Because they let every little thing that comes that way get upset.
Amen. Preach, Bishop. You preach it.
So, I'm going to stay in church as long as they don't hurt my feelings.
Preach.
Or if they start asking for too much money, I'm going out and forth. All they want is my money. Hallelujah. I remember Bishop Ford said before he got into the church, you know, he was saying, you don't want to join that church. All they want is your money. He said, something told me, you don't have any. Amen. So the devil can deceive you, and what? And he's trying to keep you from your blessing.
Amen.
The Bible says, yes, that's what Jesus said. Because, you know, we are an excuse-prone generation. You got an excuse for everything.
That's right. Preach, Bishop.
The Bible said in Luke 9, verse 57, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee. What's that without gold?
Yes, yes.
Anybody
yes.
ever said, I'm hanging with you. I'm hanging with you, Deke. I'm with you. He said, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Amen.
And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me, wait for, let me go back, and I got to go back and bury my father. Jesus said let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Sometimes God will tell you to follow him when you want to do something else.
That's right, that's right.
And another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me go back and bid farewell to those at my house. Excuses when God said, I want you to go. So Jesus says to this man, to his disciples, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
Oh yes, hallelujah.
There won't be no complainers in heaven.
No.
I wonder how Sister Smith got here. I wonder how Sister Brittany got here. I wonder how Bishop Jones got here. He was a mean rascal. And there won't be nobody here with that kind of an attitude.
No,
amen.
No.
They won't even be there. I'm not even going looking for you. He said, if you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven, if you start out serving God, and all of a sudden you let stuff come your way and cause you to not carry out the mandate that God has given you. So we have to understand then that it's a long haul. The scripture says, Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord, that means I'm going through some stuff. I'm waiting on God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes, hallelujah. Preach, Bishop.
Then it says they're going to mount up with wings like eagles.
Yes.
See, you in the eagle, he goes up and he got his eye on the target. And so he can see stuff way down there. He's going to go see ceiling. God, see, so many of us don't have eagle's wings.
That's right.
Don't let the devil clip our wings. Hallelujah. But he said, if you wait on God, he said, listen, you're going to mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
He says, you're going to run and not get weary.
Yes.
And walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are too many faint folks around the church. Hallelujah. But God says, if you wait on me, I'll give you some strength.
Yes.
No, don't feel like going to church today. I don't come to church based on my feelings.
That's right. Amen.
If I came to church based on my feelings, I'd be home right now. Hallelujah. But I'm coming because God mandated me to be here.
Amen.
You got to press your way.
Press.
Hallelujah. Time is winding up. God is soon to come. Everything we see and hear points toward the end time. And we need to get about our Father's business.
Yes. Hallelujah. Preach, Bishop.
Going to walk and not faint. We're in for the long haul.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us. Listen. Paul, again, as he gets ready to make his exit out of this world, we know what all he went through and how many times he was shipwrecked and how many times he was stoned, how many times he was actually beaten with rods.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Somebody beat some of y'all with Rod. They in for a fight. Amen. Woo, oh, Lord have mercy. Some of y'all who testified today and sang songs, you hit me, but we in. Glory to God. Amen. You in for. But Paul was beaten many times with stripes.
Yes.
With rods. But he stayed in the fight.
Yes.
He said, I didn't come out here because things are easy. Hallelujah. I came out here because God called me. So Paul then begins to address his protege, Timothy. So he says to Timothy, listen, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who should judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom.
Yes.
He said, Timothy, preach the word.
Yes.
He said, Brittany, preach the word.
Uh-huh.
Erica, preach the word.
Yes.
Deacon, preach the word.
Yes.
Elder Person, preach the word. Elder Hamilton, preach the word. Evangelist Joe, preach the word.
Yes, yes. Preach the word.
Be instant in season.
Uh-huh.
And out of season.
Yes.
Preach when folks want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
Preach when they don't want to hear it. He said, preach it.
Preach it.
Anyhow.
That's right.
Rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Yes, yes.
And I will say to the people of God, not only will the time will come, the time is here.
Amen.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Hallelujah.
You get up and be talking and preaching about folks' sin and calling it what it is. Lord have mercy, you have a war on your hand.
Amen.
But the Bible says you got to preach it.
Preach it.
When they want to hear it,
yes.
When they don't want to hear it, the word of God has to be preached. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Yes.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itch and ears.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The good old prosperity message. And
yeah.
Amen. Good old good time road and everything gonna be okay.
Bishop.
But the Bible said, cry aloud. Spare not.
Yes.
Lift up your voice at the trumpet.
Yes.
You gotta tell folks the way it is.
Amen.
There is, I believe, a time coming when all of these things that we see happening now is going to come to a head.
Amen.
And the church is going to have to stand up.
Right.
Say, thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. And you cannot be a weakling thinking about what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
If you're in this thing for the long haul, you're going to stand up for the truth. The Bible said at that moment, don't even think about what you're going to say. I will give you what to say.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not sitting there hoping it doesn't happen. Hope it doesn't come here.
Uh-huh.
It's coming. Amen. I'm gearing myself up to stand to whatever's going to come.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I gotta say, this is what God says.
Yes.
Here's what the word of the Lord says. We love everybody,
uh-huh.
But we don't love every deed that folks do.
Yes, yes.
And you gotta preach against it. Can you imagine back in the Apostle Paul and Peter, James, John, and prophets back in those days, if they were living now, you think they'd be saying, okay, we're gonna be politically correct. We can't say anything about this. You know, no. They would tell it just the way it was.
Yes. Christian.
God says, thou shalt not. And his word has not changed.
Right.
But the Bible says, Paul says to Timothy, that's going to come a time when folks are not going to want to hear the truth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They want to hear some stuff that tickle their ears.
Yeah.
Tell them how good things are and how God loves everybody. And, no, God loves everybody, but he hates the sin.
That's right.
God doesn't hate any soul, but he hates the sin that that soul commits. And we got to preach against it. So he said, but there's going to come a time. They're not going to want to hear it. But they will turn themselves into fables. Hear good old stories being told. Half true, no truth at all.
That's
something
right.
That sounds good and tickles my ears and make me feel like, boy, I had a good time in church today. The preacher ain't said nothing about my mess. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so glad and happy. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you really want to hear real good preaching, have somebody to tell you about your mess.
Oh, yes.
Tell you about your sins. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't be concerned about. I'm the only one in church, Deacon. Amen. I'm trying to be saved.
That's right.
Because when it comes down to when I get up before the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to say, did you tell them folks what they doing was wrong?
Uh-huh.
That I made a man and a woman to procreate, and they have turned my word into something else. The congressmen, the legislators, judges, they decided, we're gonna let folk do what you wanna do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of society we have. You just do what feels good.
What you feel like.
But we have to warn folks, but there's a price when you go against the word of God, there's a price to be paid. And if we don't preach the word and say, here's what God says. And God gives everybody an opportunity to get it right. We're going to be silent.
Yes.
Say, well, I don't want to do that. No, I'm going to tell you. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. Whatever I do as a preacher, if I don't do what the word of the Lord says, it's a sin. And God has a place for all sinners to go. It's called hell.
Amen.
And I don't care how long I've been preaching, how long you've been preaching. If you don't live up to what the word of the Lord says, amen, you're not going to be saved. The scripture even plainly enumerates certain things. Amen. Fornicators, liars, thieves, murderers, drunkards. It tells all these. He said, none of them folks going to make it in. That's what it said. I didn't write that. That's what the Bible says. But Paul told Timothy, it's going to come, folks. I don't want to hear that. But he says, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions.
Yeah.
Folks don't want to have no affliction. No.
Amen.
No. I want everybody to like me.
Yes.
But Paul says, Timothy, endure or go through afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry.
Yes. Amen.
Because he said, I've been there, I've done that, I've gone through this. For I am now ready to be off, and the time of my departure is at hand. I'm about ready to check out of here.
Yes.
I'm looking out the window, and I see Nero's chopping block. But you know what he says? I'm not crying and wailing.
Yes.
He said, because I fought a good fight.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen. I did more than rope-a-dope.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I fought a good fight. Mm. And I finished my course.
Yes.
Oh, if I could just get before God, and God said, John, you finished your course, boy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I kept the faith. And because I finished my course and kept the faith, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
Hallelujah.
And not only for me, but to all those who love his appearing.
Yes.
As we get ready to close.
Hallelujah.
We're in this for the long haul. God is trying to establish us, settle us, make us perfect. You're not going through stuff just to be going through it.
Yes.
But Paul asked a question. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, very familiar scripture. Listen to what Paul asked. Who shall separate us?
Hallelujah.
From the love of Christ.
Yes.
What's going to cause you not to follow God? What's going to cause you not to stay in this race? Because sometimes I get a feeling that some folks are getting a little weary in that walk with God.
Yes.
But I am more determined than ever before in my life.
Yes.
That I'm going to stay till the last blow is hit.
Mm-hmm.
He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation?
Yes.
Shall distress you go through? Shall persecution? Or famine? A necklace? A pearl? A sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Yes.
We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody want to stay in this fight?
Yes.
Getting ready for the slaughter.
Slaughter.
But he said, nay or no, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Through him that loved us.
Yes.
For I am persuaded.
I'm persuaded.
In other words, my mind is made up.
Hallelujah.
I am persuaded that neither death nor life.
Yes.
Nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, our Lord. Put your hand together and praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're in for the long haul.
Long haul.
God is trying to strengthen, settle, and make us perfect.
Yes.
I want to say, Lord, keep on working on me.
Yes, yes. Keep on working on me.
I came out here to stay, Lord.
Yes.
Until I die.
Until I die.
I don't know what your circumstances are today, and what your state of mind is, but I want you to know, if your mind is not totally made up to stay in this race until the end.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because he said, he that didn't do it to the end is going to be saved.
Yes.
I want to know today, is anybody here today that you really are not quite ready for this journey? You're not as strong as you would like to be. You're not ready to face the opposition that's yet to come. If you're here, we give you the opportunity to come. And that God might strengthen you. Because you are going to be tested in your walk with God. The Bible records in the book of Acts, the apostles had been threatened because they were preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they went into prayer. And they said to God, Lord, we're being threatened because of what we're doing for you. But we need something to help us to endure what we're going through.
Yes.
And these folks, saints of God, were already filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But the Bible said when they got through praying, the Holy Ghost fell a second time.
Hallelujah.
And they began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit of God gave them. They got a double portion. And God fixed them to make that journey, to make that stand for God. So if you're not sure that you can withstand the heat that's coming your way, Miss Erica talked about like being that iPad or that iPhone. Sometimes your power runs low and you gotta plug in, get recharged. We as a people, as a church folks, amen, we sometimes have to be recharged. Sometimes life takes a wear and tear on all of us. On the spiritual man, sometimes it's buffeted from day to day. It needs a recharging. Don't ever think that you're to the point where you got it all. None of us have it all. We die daily. And we need God daily. We need a little more strength every day. because we're going to be facing new challenges. But I'm like Joshua, I believe he said, you know, y'all complain about how it was back in Egypt and blah blah blah, God had delivered you out here and you know you got it made, you can't even say it. He said, if you want to go back and serve the God that you served back there, that's fine. I'm paraphrasing. But he said, ask for me in my house. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm not thinking about what I used to. No, those days are behind me. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you're going to have to make that decision. I just wanted to say to the saints of God, there are great challenges coming against the church. But God said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. May look like the world is winning, but what's happening right now is only what the word said would happen. This also know, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man coming. They were marrying, giving in marriage, drunken, having parties. That's where they were in the days of Noah. God said that when they get ready to come, the same thing's going to be going on. And we see that happening. But I'm so glad that I'm on the Lord's side for the long haul. Put your hand together and praise our God in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. What a mighty God we serve. Hang on in there. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. We love the Lord today. We give him glory and praise for his goodness and his mercy. At this time, we get ready to receive an offering unto the Lord. Amen. Because he said to bring an offering. As a matter of fact, he said in the third chapter of the book of Malachi, he said, will a man rob God? But you see, right now we rob thee. He said, in tithes and offerings. He said, bring. That's what he said. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me. Now he was said a lot of oaths. If I will not open you the windows of heaven, I will pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. He said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Then he made a great promise. I will not allow your vine to cast a fruit in the field before season. Won't be out of season. It'll bring forth what it should, when it should. Hallelujah. God knows what he's doing. What a mighty God. We love the Lord. He heard my plea, came to see about me. The Lord bless you, may have a smile upon you. Give him glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for your offering, your tithing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless. Amen. Each one of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God give me. To you, you're giving God because it's really true. No matter how you try. Well, God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Thank God for his goodness and mercy. Briefly, let's all remember all of our announcements. Ask all of those who are going to help us upstairs, please do so. And I will say to you, for quality control purposes, amen, don't get in a hurry. Some
bags. I've been missing some items, so my reporters come back to me. Some stuff wasn't there. It should have been there, so I need getting in a hurry. There'll be 12 items in that bag. We need like a quality control monitor. Just sort of watch folks and say, oh, you missed that one. That's all you have to do with it, because we want to make 12 items, got to be 12. So please, don't get in a hurry. It's all right to talk and be jovial, but you got to keep your mind on what you're doing. Because you, know, you can just, what'd you say? That can happen. That does happen, but I want to make sure all that we say is there, is there. Appreciate you. That's not Tuesday night. Okay, this will be the final Tuesday night for our young people reading program. Been going very well. Good job of the young people. If you got somebody that's a child or grandchild that's having difficult reading in school, it's still not too late. This is the last Tuesday, 6:30 to 8:00, right here at the church. Amen. Learning RIF. Reading is fundamental. So please send them on out. Then next month in July, we're going to Vacation Bible School each Tuesday night for the whole month of July. Even 6:30 to 8:00. So right out of the reading program in the VBS. So all of those are good programs for our young people. Also, we know that down in the sanctuary, Evangelist Jones will be teaching a Bible class for the sisters who are not involved in the other activities. And the brethren, we ask you to meet us downstairs. We're remodeling the downstairs for young people. So we appreciate the job that you're doing. And please come prepare to work. Amen. So we can get that project completed. We appreciate the effort that you're putting forward. Sister Percy, got any other announcement? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that. Amen. 23 years. God is good. Amen. If I had to do it, I'd do it all over. Amen. I'm in for the long haul. Amen. Amen. Came out here to stay. Deacon Duncan.
Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be long. I know we're on a time schedule, but I wanted to get up and personally thank my family for coming out and helping me yesterday. A lot of people had to make some changes and do some different things. Other people had different obligations, and I totally understand that. But I really appreciate my family coming out, kind of piggybacking off what Elder was saying earlier. Sometimes, you know, your church family, you get less pull from them than you do your natural family. You know, you got to pull on them. And I just thank God for that. You know, I really have a true bond with my church family, and I thank you for it. Elder Hampton came off of 9 hours of work to come out, stand out 4 hours in the heat. I appreciate you for doing that. When I got here, Elder Percy was downstairs working on the walls.
Amen.
He went out 4 hours in the heat. My dad, it was 92 degrees, so he was standing over the grill, so that was 100. And I appreciate you for doing that.
Amen.
I don't take that lightly. I really appreciate you all coming out, because you all don't have to do it. Even after it was over, we sat down and enjoyed each other's fellowship in the heat. And that just shows us testament for the love that we have for each other here.
Amen.
I thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Thanks to Erica for the photo of the staff working in the heat. And it's on the World Wide Web, so I put it on the web already. It's already on the World Wide Web, so thank God for that. God bless you. We're not going to dismiss, because the minister is going to be coming to minister after we just go upstairs and start our work. Appreciate you and for the wonderful blessings, Minister Brittany. Not for the whole month. But you, y'all get lazy or something? Or
thank you. All right. I thought it was for the whole month. That's all right. Amen. 11 through the 15. All right. 11 through 15. Okay. God bless you. All hearts and minds are clear. Thank you. Brother Brandon for helping us out over there. God bless you. We're going to be in the hands of our minister briefly. And all of those can go upstairs to help us. We'd appreciate it. As we get, and remember, quality control.